I'm Case Kieschnick. This sportscast on the Louisiana Radio Network is brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health. When gambling is more than a game, no one wins. LSU left-hander Cade Anderson was named the top male athlete in Louisiana this year. The Madisonville native earned the All-State Sugar Bowl James J. Corbett Award after leading Division I in strikeouts this season and helping the Tigers to an eighth national championship. Anderson was also ranked as the number one prospect in the MLB draft by ESPN analyst Kylie McDaniel. McDaniel says he still expects Anderson to go number one in Sunday's draft after the Nationals fired their president of basketball operations, Mike Rizzo, and manager Dave Martinez Sunday.
I saw it as a virtual coin flip, maybe 60-40, maybe 50-50 between Holiday and Anderson before the news. I think after the news, it's now a little bit more likely that it goes to Anderson.
LSU announced senior quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, senior wide receiver Chris Hilton, and junior linebacker Whit Weeks will represent the Tigers along with head coach Brian Kelly at SEC Football Media Days July 14th. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the strikes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Locked On Sunbelt podcast host Dave Schultz says Louisiana Tech still doesn't have the votes to join the Sunbelt, but Commissioner Keith Gale has invested significant political capital to convince Sunbelt schools to approve the Bulldogs.
It is being termed as the Louisiana bailout, as Monroe is desperate to save money financially. What could be termed as unintended consequences, some are even suggesting that Monroe go down to the FCS level if they can't afford to be the FBS level without Louisiana Tech being in the conference.
The report comes weeks after ULM discontinued its women's tennis program to cut costs. The Warhawks currently sponsor the minimum required 16 programs to be a D1 FBS school. Sunbelt Football Media Days will kick off in New Orleans with the West Division July 22nd. The Raging Cajuns will be represented by offensive lineman Jax Harrington, safety Tyree Skipper, and head coach Michael Desermo. Joining second-year ULM head coach Brian Vincent will be tight end Nate Sullivan Jr. and linebacker Billy Pullen. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We're put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Helm Paint and Decorating. The paint experts of Louisiana. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Max Home. And the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Jackson Blackman and hosts Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And welcome to hour number two. Jeff Palermo along with the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo. Glad you could join us on this Tuesday night, or if you're listening Saturday morning on WGSO in New Orleans or KFNV in Franklin. KFNV in Vidalia, Natchez area. Thanks a lot for listening to us.
And 106.7 The Ticket in
New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Talk 107.3 in Baton Rouge. You're listening to us tonight along with the good folks over at ESPN Southwest, the Delta Media Radio Group in Lake Charles and Lafayette. Always glad to have everybody a part of the broadcast.
Garrett Nussmeier's hometown.
Yeah, KASO in Minden, also a longtime Tiger Rag Radio affiliate. So want to thank everyone for being a part of the show. And football season, you could say, unofficially gets underway next week in Atlanta with SEC Media Days. And let's start to break it down. Chris Gordy for Locked On SEC Podcast joins us here on Tiger Rag Radio. Chris, thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us. We really appreciate it. I know you'll be in Atlanta next week, or at least I'm assuming you'll be in Atlanta, or at least you'll be keeping close tabs on it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'll be out there, and hopefully I'll see Glenn out there. I got to let Glenn know I'm not much of a reader, Glenn. I only read during the summer by the pool, and I started your book last summer and didn't finish, so I picked it back up this summer, and I just passed the halfway point where the pictures are. So I just want to let you know.
Well, all right, man.
It took me about 2 years, but I'm finally going to finish this book.
How many national championships have they won so far?
I think we just got to 2000.
Okay.
So I'm getting there.
All right. All right.
That's great.
I appreciate that.
Well, Chris, it should be a fun week in Atlanta. I love the fact, first of all, we found out today who will be going along with the head coaches, and of course for LSU. I think it's a good group. You had to have Garrett Nussmeier there. Whit Weeks, he's a media darling, and he always has some funny quips here or there, and he's probably going to tell a funny story about his brothers and all that kind of stuff. And Chris Hilton is he's an interesting guy in that, and he really talks well.
He doesn't say a lot, but when he does say something, every now and then he just jams you.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to kind of – I'm sure he's going to talk a lot about how frustrating his career has been at LSU in the sense that he just hasn't been able to stay healthy, and he's hoping that maybe this will be the year he's finally able to put it together. But out of the 16 teams that are going to be there, Chris, 11 of them are bringing quarterbacks, which I really like to see because that's – let's face it, that's who we really want to talk to.
No doubt. And I think, obviously the quarterback is the biggest star on the team. So most teams bringing their quarterback makes sense. We knew Garrett Nussmeier was going to go. I figured Whit Weeks because he's, part of one of the leaders on that defense. I was surprised by the Chris Hilton name. I thought, if they were going to bring a wide receiver, I thought maybe Aaron Anderson, who's been around a while, and, maybe even outside, could have gone Caden Durham with after the great freshman year he had last year. But I started thinking about it. I know Chris and Flage have been very public with their relationship.
Yeah.
He's been doing media interviews and stuff, so I thought maybe they're playing to that, where they can get, a fun topic on the SEC Network and shows like that. But you're right. You bring the quarterbacks, it's great, but I was a little surprised A&M did not bring Marcel Reed, because that's a guy that came on towards the end of last year, and I thought that would be one of the guys that they would bring. But
LSU doesn't want to see him.
Yeah, he's a two-letter, he's a two-word swear word for LSU fans.
the toughest part with LSU last year was running quarterbacks. That's going to be Cade Klubnik's he's not a statue back there. He can run a little bit, so I'll be curious to see. I mean, we'll know week one. Can they stop running quarterbacks?
Yeah, no. Obviously, have to go up against Lenore Sellers again, who will be at SEC Media Days. But I would imagine the big story when it's all said and done, unless Lane Kiffin says something crazy, or even Brian Kelly, he's not afraid to throw some things out there and give the media something to chew on. But Arch Manning is going to be the story, right, Chris? I mean, that's what everybody is going to focus on and hear what he has to say.
Arch Mania is in full effect, and put me on that bandwagon. I'm a fan. I mean, just getting to speak to him a couple times over the last couple of years, it's amazing how mature he is. I mean, he was obviously raised the right way, coached up the right way by the Manning family. I think he'll be a rock star that week. He will be the most in-demand player that everybody's going to want to interview and talk to. And, again, I don't think – he's not going to say anything controversial. He's a Manning. Like I said, he's been coached the right way. So, I think Texas is bringing a great group. Anthony Hill was a linebacker that, 2 years, 3 years ago, A&M was in a dogfight with recruiting-wise. He ended up going to the Longhorns, and he's been a tackling machine for them. And then Michael Taft, who's the senior leader of that defensive backfield for Texas. So I like the group that Texas is bringing as well. If there was a number two rock star that's going, I think DJ Lagway is a guy that's going to capture the hearts of a lot of people. The Florida quarterback that, he was Mr. Texas a couple years ago out of Willis, right outside of Houston. And he's a guy that Billy Napier is banking on to be the face of his team and hopefully save his job once again. He did it once already last year. We'll see if he can do it again this year because Florida's schedule is absolutely brutal. But I like Lagway, and I, like I said, I think he'll be kind of second fiddle to Arch Manning.
Who do you think is going to be the best quarterback in the SEC this season?
Well, I mean, to me, it's got to be Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, he's the lone returning 4,000-yard passer in all of college football. And look, I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but let's be real, guys. I mean, the last two superstar quarterbacks at LSU, you know, we came out of 2018 saying, yeah, Joe Burrow's a pretty good quarterback, and then he became a Heisman Trophy winner and was all-worldly in 2019. Same thing with Jaden Daniels. We came out of year one of him at LSU going, yeah, pretty good quarterback, and then year two, let it fly and you know, became a Heisman Trophy winner. So if Garrett took those steps this offseason, did the film study, worked with his new receivers, this offensive line does their job. I mean, if you're an LSU fan, the expectation is playoffs. I mean, 10-2 is the floor for LSU, at least expectation-wise. So to me, it's got to be Garrett. Now, look, statistically, will Lane Kiffin throw it a ton, and Austin Simmons maybe leads the league in passing yards, maybe. John Mateer at Oklahoma coming from Washington State, that's the big experiment. Does that translate to the SEC? If it does, he's going to be awesome. But to me, as far as expectations go, it's Garrett. Nobody coming back in college football this year has the skins on the wall that Garrett Nussmeier has.
You know, and if Greg Sankey had listened to me years ago, Arch Manning might be coming to Baton Rouge this season to play LSU in the regular season, because I said that they should have made Texas and LSU permanent opponents because it's a natural rivalry. Austin, Baton Rouge, two capitals, they're border states. They haven't played a lot. The A&M LSU thing is kind of stale because they played for years before A&M made it to the SEC. And you know, the way it is, Arch Manning is probably never going to play in Tiger Stadium, you know, like his dad did and like one of his uncles did.
Yeah, well, they still owe him that return trip from 2020. Remember, the COVID year kind of sidelined that. So, yeah, I mean, the next time they play has to be in Baton Rouge, and we'll see how they do the schedule, if we end up going to a 9-game conference schedule next year or stay at 8. But, you know, if we stay at 8, the schedule's going to rotate, and theoretically you would play everybody that you didn't play the last 2 years, and that would put Texas on LSU's schedule in 2026.
So, oh, well, that would be cool.
We'll see how it works out.
Unless they meet in an SEC championship game this year.
LSU could potentially host them in a college football playoff game too.
Yeah, that would even be better. Arch Manning, Manning returning to Tiger Stadium in a playoff.
In December.
That would be great.
Yeah. Cuz not short on headlines on that one.
Yeah, cuz you know, Archie, his last game at LSU was in December because that game was moved.
Yeah.
And that's when he had the broken arm, though. But how do you feel about the SEC media days getting back to Atlanta?
I was just going to say, I'm glad we have somebody as old as Glenn here that can be that historian to bring yes. that history.
Yes, I didn't cover Archie Manning's game, but I did. I did listen on the radio.
Yeah, I thought you were with General Nealon in his graduate class, but
Weekly Reader, Highlights Magazine.
No, I think, I mean, look, Atlanta is kind of the home away from home for the SEC. I mean, it was in Birmingham for so many years, and I love hearing the old stories of the old school SEC media days where it was, you know, when Steve Spurrier was at Florida, you went up to a bar and you pulled up a bar stool and you said, hey, coach, how's your team look this year? And,
yeah.
You know, it's certainly grown from that throughout the years. But, no, Atlanta's a great spot. The College Football Hall of Fame, I mean, as great as it is, it's maybe not the best venue for this kind of thing because you get everybody – you know, all the radio stations on Radio Row pinned up against the wall, filling up all the walkways. So it's a little bit of a difficult venue, but obviously everything in Atlanta within walking distance of downtown. Yeah, I live here in Houston. I'd love to see it come here. It was great in Dallas last year. So, and then a lot of people have been pushing for New Orleans, but if I know the SEC media members, I mean, some of them may not make it to the press conferences the next morning if we go to New Orleans. So, you know, Atlanta's a great spot. And like I said, if you've never been to the Hall of Fame Museum there, it's pretty special.
So, Chris, another big topic will be what should the future of the college football playoff look like and the format and how many automatic qualifiers and all that. Where do you stand on all that?
Well, it's looking like the push is more for the 5 plus 11. And thanks to Brett Yormark for sharing his thoughts on that today at the Big 12 Media Days. Although, you know, nobody's going to really listen to him or the ACC. It's the SEC and the Big 10. They're the big boys at the table. They will decide what happens moving forward. But I get why they were pushing for the four automatic bids. It makes sense because the SEC is like, well, we added two monster brands in Texas and Oklahoma. You know, we should have the most teams in. And the Big Ten goes, well, we added USC and UCLA and Oregon. Like, we should get some automatic bids. But that's the danger in expanding your conference. You create this bigger conference, you're not going to get as many people in every year. I think it's a moot point for the SEC. I think in most normal years, they would get four teams in anyway, just because of strength of schedule. But it does bring up a bigger topic of these non-conference games that the committee doesn't seem to care about. I mean, the last two national champions, Ohio State and Michigan, both played jokes of non-conference schedules. I mean, Michigan played like Bowling Green and UNLV, and, you know, Ohio State played Marshall. And, you know, LSU went and played, Florida State. They went and played USC. They lose their season opener, and, you know, you're not getting any credit for that. The committee's not going, well, you played a tough team and you lost, so we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. No, like, at the end of the day, all the committee cares about is just wins. So if you're LSU, start scheduling the Citadel. Start scheduling Southern, because that's all that matters week one is a win. And so, yeah, they got to go play one of the toughest non-conference games week one. Texas at Ohio State and LSU at Clemson are the two toughest non-conference matchups in week one. And if you lose that game, the committee's not going to give you credit. This isn't like the College Basketball Selection Committee where they go, yeah, look, Auburn lost to Gonzaga back in December. We got to give them credit for that one. Like, no, they don't do that.
Yeah.
So to me, I think the 5+11 makes the most sense. It sounds like that's what most people in the SEC are going to be on board with, but I get why they were pushing for the four automatic bids. I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, to me, automatic bids goes against everything that is football. It's so non-competitive. You know, you can't get an automatic bid. I mean, that's like these American Legion teams that get to host a tournament even though they don't make the tournament, you know. So that shouldn't happen. But you're right. You know, you really needed that early season non-conference game when it was just a two-team playoff and a four-team playoff to kind of break a tie or get your schedule ranking up. And that helped LSU a couple of times. Like in 07, they had played West Virginia. That ended up really helping them. But with a 12-team playoff, you're right. They should play Nicholls State. Yeah. To open the season. Yeah. They really should.
Well, look at Indiana. I mean, this is the reason why the SEC was pushing for four automatic bids. Indiana got in last year, and they played one ranked opponent all year, Ohio State, and they lost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but everybody looked at Indiana. Well, they won. They're 11-1. So at the end of the day, again, people just keep looking. They look at the win total. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter who you beat. The problem with that argument is not all schedules are created equal. You're going to have years where you play the tough teams in the Big Ten. You're going to have years where you avoid the good teams in the Big Ten because you got so many damn teams, you can't play everybody. So Texas last year had the benefit of the doubt. Texas avoided LSU and Alabama and South Carolina. And, you know, they played Georgia and they lost. But, like, that's just kind of how these schedules are. They're not all created equal, and so it's not a level playing field. So that's why the SEC was saying, well, at least give us four tickets in. But like I said, I think if we're going just based on rankings, at the end of the day, the SEC is going to have four teams ranked in the top 12, and they're going to get them in.
Right, especially if Alabama doesn't lose to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma and Ole Miss doesn't lose to Kentucky. You got to win those games, and that's why those guys didn't get in.
And it's amazing. I don't know. What was it, 20 years ago, I guess? People hated the BCS formula, and now people are saying, you know what? Having computers help decide this is not a bad idea. It's just amazing how it's like the dog trying to catch its tail. We just kind of keep going in circles on this thing. But, hey, Chris, thanks a lot. Enjoy Atlanta. Love your stuff on the SEC, Locked On SEC podcast. And we'll talk to you again here soon.
Thanks, guys. And Glenn, if I finish the book this year, I'm hoping I don't have to carry it into next summer.
Finish it tonight, man. Finish it tonight.
Yeah, then get Glenn's autograph in Atlanta. How about that? All right, Chris, take care, man. There we go. Chris Gordy, good stuff. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
I'm Richard Futno, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your super Chevy dealers today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, we talked early on in the show, as we are broadcasting from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. We were talking earlier on in the show about how LSU football was getting some commitments over the 4th of July holiday. How about Garrett Nussmeier kicking off what is his final season at LSU, and he ends up getting engaged to his longtime girlfriend, who is an LSU alum herself. Ella Springfield is her name. She lives in Dallas. Those two tied the knot this past weekend, and
right, he proposed to her.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. You're right. Haven't set a date yet. Yeah, haven't set a date yet. And but, yeah, I don't know why I say it tied or not. But, yeah, so those two are engaged. And, yeah, I know Nussmeier, it'll be interesting to hear from him on Monday. That's LSU goes Monday at the SEC Media Days. I mean, Garrett kind of said, he says a lot of the cliche stuff that you hear.
He's well coached. too well coached.
But I think he'll have one or two good little things that I think a lot of people will. I mean, it was him and Will Campbell talking about, hey, it's time for us to win 10 games. It's time for us to get in the college football playoff. And they weren't able to accomplish it last year. But I would imagine he's going to say something to that effect, or something to the effect of, hey, I think we could have one of the best offenses in all of college football.
Yeah, and he was just at the Manning Passing Academy too, and I think he interviewed well there as well. I was in Omaha at the time, I was in Natchitoches at the time. But he's definitely pretty sharp. I do remember last year at one point we were interviewing him after a game, and I think if Texas A&M lost, it meant LSU had a chance to get into the SEC championship game if they'd have beat Florida later. And he was real interested in that game, and he was asking us who won the game. You know, he kind of went out of that robot mode, you know. But, you know, it's going to really be an interesting season to watch, because if Garrett has the type of season like Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow had, you know, he could be a top 1, 2, or 3 pick. Will the Saints be bad enough to where they can pick him? And there's his dad coaching over there.
Right.
It's going to be a shame if you know, they have one of these 6-win seasons, but they're not in position to take him. And then Tyler Shaw is okay. And then we got to watch Garrett become the greatest quarterback. You know, and there's never been an LSU quarterback that's become, you know, a starter for the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's ever really been one that's even played much. Tommy Hodson was on the team briefly late in his career, but, you know, he was like a holder and stuff, you know. But that would just be a fairy tale.
It would be an interesting storyline. There's no doubt about it. I think the Saints will be pretty bad in 2025.
Okay.
But I agree. Part of it is, and I don't have the Saints schedule in front of me, but I just know in the NFC South, it's not a tough division. And so there's a chance for them to pick up some wins there and elsewhere. And, you know, you're right. They can end up winning 6 games, and that kind of pushes them out.
Unless they make a trade.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, from a marketing standpoint, you know, it would help the Saints. And, you know, Garrett's mom is from Lake Charles. He was born in Lake Charles. And you know, his dad's coach in New Orleans, so it's almost too good to be true.
Yeah, well, it'll be a fun to see how that all works out, but expecting a big season from Garrett Nussmeier, and I'm sure he's going to take a few questions at SEC Media Day about, hey, the last two returning starting quarterbacks at LSU won Heismans. What do you think, Garrett? I'm sure that question's going to come fast and furious at him during his time in Atlanta. We'll take a break. Let's switch topics. We're going to talk a little hoops. Ronald Dupree, back in the early 2000s, an outstanding LSU basketball player, led him to the NCAA tournament 1 year. Now he's back with the LSU men's basketball program as general manager. We'll catch up with Ronald Dupree when we come back on Tiger Rag Radio.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your super Chevy dealers today.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth-generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access the insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. St. Gabriel Police Captain Devin Boutte was found stabbed to death in his home Sunday morning. Authorities report the officer had an on-and-off domestic relationship with the suspect and was under investigation for corruption. 25-year-old Warren Mitchell III admitted to stabbing Boutte multiple times. Iberville Parish Sheriff Brett Stassi says the suspect sold drugs for Boutte.
Boutte knew he had a drug addiction, and he would use that and offer him drugs to keep him participating in the operation that they were doing together.
Mitchell faces second-degree murder charges. LSU head coach Jay Johnson was named D1 Baseball Coach of the Year after winning his second national championship in Baton Rouge. It's his second time receiving the honor after earning the same award from the American Baseball Coaches Association in June. Johnson is the fastest coach to win two national titles with a program after taking home two trophies in 4 years at LSU. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The United Cajun Navy is in Texas Hill Country helping with search and rescue efforts following the catastrophic flash flooding that has so far killed 108 people.
Among those killed in the flooding are more than two dozen campers and counselors at Camp Mystic, a Christian summer camp for girls, with some still unaccounted for. As such, Brian Trasher, the vice president of the United Cajun Navy, says they're relying on special ops volunteers.
People who have been in combat to see such horrible things that they're able to just kind of get numb to it. And while it still might upset them, it's not going to put them in therapy for the rest of their life.
As of this morning, United Cajun Navy volunteers have recovered 11 bodies. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The United Way of Southwest Louisiana is also responding through its United Gulf Disaster Relief Campaign. Volunteer coordinator Ashley Norman says the best thing you can donate right now is money.
They're inundated with supplies. What they really need in that area now is financial, because there is going to be a lot of logistical work.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio. Live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here for more of Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with the editor of Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo. Great guest coming up here on the Max Home Hotline, former LSU basketball star and now back with the LSU men's basketball program. That's Ronald Dupree joining us here on Tiger Rag Radio. Ronald, thanks a lot for spending some time with us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, man. Finally in Baton Rouge, got the family here, moved in. I can't be more excited.
and you were working with the Milwaukee Bucks organization, correct? Before, what, did Matt McMahon call you, or did you call Matt McMahon? How did that all work out?
Yeah, you know, we had been, yes, to answer your first question, with the Milwaukee Bucks for 8 years, or eight seasons. This was my eighth year completing. And yeah, me and Matt, we reconnected. So, surprising enough, when he first got the job, I just so happened to be down, and I think that was the Final Four when New Orleans hosted. And we were, I had me and my wife, my two daughters, we were at the Tiger Cage, and I ran into him. And so,
wow,
that's fate,
that was,
man.
That was our first introduction.
That's
and,
fate.
It is, it is. So we kind of, you know, we didn't weren't calling each other every day or not, but you know, I've kind of kept an eye on the program and watching him. And then, we came, I think it was February. We had the Sweet 16 reunion, with our 2000 team, which was my freshman year. And Coach Matt came to the event. We had a walk-on and was able to reconnect with him then. And then I went to the SEC tournament to work it. And then I saw Coach again. So yeah, man, it's, you know, it's more of an administration reach out, and, but also getting the blessing of Coach. And I just think it's a mutual thing that kind of all came together, you know, at the right time.
And yeah, I got to talk to you at that reunion at walk-ons. That was cool. Little did I know that you'd be on the staff. But that was definitely a great night. But Ronald, how much impact are you going to have on the roster as Matt recruits portal players and over? You got this Ron Zipper from Israeli guard. Ron Zipper was added, yeah, to the roster. Did you have something to do with him? Did you know about him?
Yeah. So by the time I got the job, I started in mid to late April. Majority of the team was kind of intact.
Right.
You know, we had, I think at the time, we had Jalen Reed, Rob Miller, Curtis Gibbons coming back. And by the time I got the job and the portal was closing, you know, Curtis hopped in, so we only had two returners versus three.
Right.
And then the transfers that were already committed was done by Coach Mack's staff. And so the last few spots, you know, we were able to acquire Ron Zipper, PJ, Carter, Pablo. If my memory serves me correctly, we were able to fill those last three roster spots. So I got a good taste of the market and the environment what we're in right now. So yeah, I'll have some say in the roster. But again, like, me and coaches will be aligned together and we'll build this thing out. My job is to, you know, have involvement in the roster moving forward. Obviously the cap and, you know, what we have to spend, understand the market, on transfers and even high school players, what they're worth, what we need to look forward to, and kind of strategically build out a plan and we can sustain success. And so there's some other, you know, I guess job description responsibilities as well, but that's kind of the gist of it.
What do you, as a basketball player, very great player at LSU, and you played in the NBA, what do you think of LSU's roster at the moment? How varied is it and multi-talented?
Yeah. So I would say from afar, look at the team last year, I would say this year's team has more substance in terms of character. We have some very bright people and men, young guys, obviously transfers with experience, but they have a lot of substance. My first initial call with all of them, a lot of the phone calls went way longer than 20-25 minutes. You know, we had extensive conversations. They were very, you know, excited, but very curious on a lot of things. You know, I would say our team has a great head on their shoulders, great heads on their shoulders. Ronald, and the talent, I think, and the collective talent is better, in my opinion, from what I saw last year to seeing the workouts and seeing our team now. So I think you're going to get a more talented roster, and you're going to get a more high character roster.
What did you think of the SEC last year, putting so many teams in the NCAA tournament? Was that like a much better league than you remember playing in, or how did you view the conference as a whole last season?
It kind of reminded me of the times when I was playing here.
Okay,
when I was here, we had I think six or seven teams made the tournament.
Right,
and at the time that was a lot. You know, it was a lot for a conference. You know, there was really no nights off, and I felt it kind of reminded me of that, probably to more of an extent this year because of the many teams that we're in. But the challenge would be with the revenue sharing now. You know, it should cap the market in terms of spending, because obviously the SEC and a lot of those teams and programs spend a lot of money for their rosters, which resulted in NCAA berths. You know, I think Oklahoma was probably the one that got in that, you know, didn't spend a lot, and they just all happened to get in. But they had a lottery pick on their team who ended up really peaking at the right time for them. But those that spent in our league, you know, the results were pretty much positive in terms of them having postseason aspirations and getting into the tournament.
Ronald, was this something that you envisioned as you spent several years in the NBA? Was this something that you wanted to do, be kind of a front office guy? Obviously, you got a bit of a taste of it in the NBA and now here in college basketball.
I did not. I started coaching, you know, when I stopped playing. My introduction in terms of post-playing career was coaching. Coach Johnny Jones gave me an opportunity and was coaching in college for, I think, 3 years. And I thought I'd be coaching for forever. And the Milwaukee Bucks opportunity came around. As a player, I always had interest in the front office, because when I was my time with the Pistons and Joe Dumars and Scott Perry and John Hammond, a lot of really good guys that put together a special team at the time in Detroit. A lot of those players and staff members I'm still close with. So, like, that was my – as a player, I was like, man, I want to be in the front office. So, like, I didn't envision that opportunity coming as soon as it did when I was coaching. So learning the front office side was just a different – it's just a different beast, you know what I mean? And it's a lot more strategic. It could be cutthroat. It could be a lot of things. But just the business of basketball, I learned a ton with my time there. So I was just envisioning, you know, either transitioning and coaching again, or, you know, being able to be a general manager for an NBA franchise. And so when this opportunity came about, I think, I don't think it hinders that or those opportunities to happen. I just think with this position, one, it's my alma mater.
Yeah,
I know where our program is, and just like me and the other guys that have put that jersey on, we want to see it in a better light.
Yeah,
we want to win. You know what I mean? This community wants to win.
Yeah,
you know, coming back to the reunion, a lot of familiar faces, a lot of excitement, a lot of passion is still here, and so that not knowing that this job this opportunity will present itself, but I could sense that. Just with our time here, with our guys from that 2000 team. So, yeah, it wasn't planned. I think it was like a God thing, man.
Yeah.
Just from me accepting the job and just things, how things have developed, and just personally how things have just gotten in place. You know, I just thank God for the opportunity, and it's a purpose thing for me, and it's a passion project for me. Just because, again, this is my school, this is my program, and I want to see it thrive at a high level.
How difficult is this job going to be, especially considering you're the first one handling it at LSU? So you're a pioneer, if you would. And then Like, when you're the general manager of an NBA team, you're, like, scouting other teams. You know, you got the trade deadline, and you're making trades. Yep. So you're seeing – like, you're not going to be, like, checking out Creighton versus Wichita State and be, like, watching that maybe and saying, well, who out of these guys, who might enter the transfer portal one day? You basically got to wait for that day to occur. So how hard is it to kind of scout, especially when it comes to the transfer portal? And once that portal opens, you got to jump on some of these guys quickly.
Yeah. To finish, I think the question you asked me previously, I look at this as an opportunity. It can be described as the Wild Wild West, and in many ways it is. But I think that's where the opportunity is. That's where, and again, a big part of taking this job was to establish a foundation for this program moving forward to operate in this climate of basically pro basketball, you know what I mean? In many ways. So, like, there's a lot of work to be done, even from a structure standpoint. You know, is collective bargaining going to happen? That helps, yeah, right? Because you're right. able to hold these players to, like, multi-year deals. And then you get more consistency with rosters, so that brings in more connectivity with the fan base. You know, so it's great for everybody. And then there's ideas about, you know, the buyouts. You know, if lower major kids transfer up, there should be a price for that for the lower programs, you know. And that way they, you know, those schools at that level can embrace the process and try to churn out as many, you know, high D1 major prospects as possible, because they'll get the benefits from it. You know, so there's just a lot of more work to be done, but at the end of the day, like, it's just fun and it's a challenge. And again, this opportunity, you know, the experience that I'm getting so far is just something I would not have gotten in my current role in Milwaukee, and I just think it just prepares me better personally, and I think college basketball will be in a better place within the next 3 to 5 years, you know.
So you do have an NBA championship ring though, right?
Yes.
Where do you keep that?
I keep it close.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on returning back home to LSU. I know you're a Biloxi guy, but I know LSU is home for you, and we're looking forward to seeing what you and Matt McMahon can do when it comes to building out a roster that compete for SEC championships and Final Four appearances. So thanks a lot for your time.
Man, thanks for having me. We'll have many more of these.
All right.
Thanks, Ronald.
And Jeff, thank you. All right.
Ronald Dupree, former LSU basketball great, now the first ever general manager of the LSU men's basketball program. Late for a break. More coming up of Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio when we come back.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. So sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was the life for me. Home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Man, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo, along with the editor for editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo, as we continue on from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. SEC Football Media Days next week. We only got a couple minutes left in this segment. Some of the hot topics you think Brian Kelly may hit on. I'm sure a lot of discussion will be on the season opener and finally winning one. He's not responsible for all of these losses here since 2000, but he is responsible for the last three. How do you see him? I mean, he gave such a great interview to Reese Davis on an ESPN podcast.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm kind of interested in on what new ground he'll plow in. I'm sure, and we already know where he stands on a 9-game schedule, and he wants to play a team from the Big Ten every year. So it'll be fascinating to see what other subjects that he hits on.
Maybe not play a Big Ten team to open the season, right?
Nichols is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, I think he'll be asked a lot about Garrett Nussmeier.
Yeah.
He'll probably be asked about what he said about Arch Manning, you know, like, hey, let's hold the phone. He hasn't been a starter
yet.
Like Garrett has. And, you know, he'll probably be asked about the pressure to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Finally, because he just hasn't made it since he's been there. And he's been a disappointment. There's no question.
This is such a big season. I've seen a couple of articles about coaches on the hot seat, and Brian's not on there, that's for sure. But man, if they don't get there, they don't get into the 12-team playoff with the amount of resources that have been poured into this roster, and considering a returning starting quarterback who threw 4,000 yards, it's not going to be pretty for BK if they don't get into the 12-team playoff. We'll take a break, wrap up the show when we come back from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac Standby Generators.
Tiger fans,
sports. Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo as we are broadcasting from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. I want to thank all our guests here tonight, starting off with Ryan Clary from Locked On Nats. Then we heard from Zach Nagy from LSU on SI, David Franklin, Haynesville football coach, Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC podcast, and then Ronald Dupree joined us as well. So this is, I would say these few days here are maybe the slowest time of the year, right? But it's about ready to pick up. It picks up on Thursday with the announcement coming from Lamar Brown, who is the five-star defensive lineman from University High, making his decision in Baton Rouge at 12:15. And then we have the Major League Baseball draft. We'll find out, you know, will Cade Anderson go number one? Where will Anthony Ianson go?
Well, that's not till Sunday.
Sunday, right.
Sunday, right, yeah.
Sunday. And then the draft, of course, extends into Monday, and I think it still goes 3 days. I can't remember. I think it still goes all the way to Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it does.
Because it's 20 rounds, so they do the first couple rounds, I think, on Sunday, and then maybe 3 through 10 or something like that on Monday, and then 11 to 20 is on Tuesday. So there's all the high school signees from LSU. How many of those guys stick or decide to come to LSU instead of go pro? So you got all of that. And we talked about the decisions that Ethan Frye and Chase Shores have in front of them. And I think it's going to be very difficult for both of those. I think more so for Ethan Frye than Chase Shores. I think if I'm Chase Shores, I throw 100 miles per hour. I've had injury issues. I think I go to the major league. I think I do pro ball. That's what I think I would do.
Yeah, and he was throwing 102 on the in Omaha.
So, yeah.
So people saw that for sure. But yeah, we're kind of in the valley now. You know, we're done with baseball, and it's still a ways from football. But you know, I did my column for the next Tiger Rag magazine. I got LSU going 10-2 this year.
Do you really?
Because I mean, I really don't. There's not a scary team on the schedule after Clemson.
Right, right.
And that's mainly because it's the season opener, but Clemson really looks like the best team on LSU's schedule because, you know, Alabama's got question marks. Florida still does. Texas A&M does. So, and you know, LSU plays at Ole Miss. That looks like a tough game because they haven't won there in a while. But I have them losing to Clemson and to Ole Miss. 10-2, that'll get them in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, I would that would be good. That would be a good start for LSU to get to be 10-2, and that certainly should get them into the college football playoff. And there'll be a lot of discussion next week on what it should look like as far as the college football playoff beyond this year, and when will the SEC go to 9 games? Because eventually, that is certainly going to happen. And I'm interested to hear what a lot of the different coaches have to say, all the coaches have to say, and hear from all the players that will be speaking in Atlanta. So once you hit SEC Media Day, you know, there's a lot of news that will be coming out. So looking forward to hearing. Ready for another season here, Glenn. What's great about when the LSU baseball goes all the way and plays the final game in the College World Series, the offseason's very short.
It is. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I think they ought to go to a 10-game schedule. Because I don't like the odd home and away.
Yeah. 2020, as bad as COVID was, we got to see a 10-game SEC schedule. And that
That's
was pretty
right.
cool.
It was pretty cool.
All right. That does it for our show. Todd Horn will be back with us next week. Glenn will be in Atlanta. But Jackson Blackman, myself, Jeff Palermo, thanks for listening to Tiger Rag Radio. For the latest when it comes to LSU, go to TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.